Hello, everybody. It is a pleasure to be here today to be able to share a message, to share a little bit of my story with y'all. My name is Lulu Torres. I will be 26 years old next month. I'm originally from Mexico, and I immigrated here when I was 4 years old. So this has been my home for the last 22 years. My parents decided to bring me and my sister. She was 5 years old, and I was four. When we were children, to have a better future here. Coming to this place where we were strangers, where we did not know the language, where it was a complete difference to what we used to. We started school here. I can say that for me, it was a lot easier than it was for my sister. When she started, she had more of a difficult time with the language barrier. Since I started with preschool here, it was a lot easier for me to pick up on the language, although, of course, it was a whole different language. So it was a struggle for me in the beginning. But growing up with the kids, you know, at that age, everyone's learning to read. Everyone's learning those simple grammars. We're kids, so it wasn't very difficult for me in that aspect of it. I continued through school. I went to Pillion Elementary School. Pillion Middle School, and I moved when I was in the sixth grade there, and I finished middle school at Pleasant Hill in Lexington, and I graduated from Lexington High School in 2012. I can say that was the moment where I realized that I wasn't the same as everybody else, where I realized that although I had went through school here, just like everybody else that was graduating with me, I wasn't able to complete the same things that they could. If anyone has kids, or if you graduated recently, or when is that time when high school's coming to an end, everyone gets excited about applying for colleges, for touring, about that next stage in your life. Unfortunately, that was something that was not something I could continue on. Being that I was an immigrant, that I did not meet the requirements to be able to apply for college or to be able to work legally here. I wasn't as excited as everybody else was to graduate. I knew that I could not envision a future for myself at that time. DACA was introduced in 2012. DACA stands for Defer Action for Childhood Arrivals. That was implemented by President Obama. It was a way to provide a pathway to children that were brought over, like my situation. where it was out of our control at that moment. Being 4 years old, I couldn't tell my parents, don't take me with you. Don't bring me to a strange place. They did that for the better of our family and to provide the best for us. But when DACA, or what DACA is, it provides a temporary status for us. So given it gives us the opportunity to be able to have a social security number to be able to legally work. It allows us to be able to proceed into some sort of education. Because it is a temporary it's a temporary program. It is something that I have to renew every 2 years. Have to get background checked every 2 years. Have to pay a fee for it every 2 years. This is the third time that I have renewed DACA this past year. Although it has been a, I guess you can say, a lifesaver. Being from the point where I was getting ready to graduate from high school and didn't know what my future would be, that has given me the opportunity to be able to work here. In the 7 years or in the 6 years that I have had DACA, I have been able to work. I worked in Oakley Village, a nursing home in Lexington. I was there for over 2 years. I was able to take a small course at Midlands Technical College to become a nurse assistant where I was in able to get a job at Lexington Medical Center. I always heard that it was a difficult place to get a job at, but I think everything was just happening at the right time for me. It didn't take long for me to be able to get a job there. I worked on the orthopedic floor for a little bit close to 4 years. It hasn't been too long that I actually left the hospital. I'm now working at a construction company, which is a 360 to the job that I've always done in healthcare. As mentioned, my goal, where I would like to be, I would like to pursue into nursing. I would love to be able to become a registered nurse. If I was able to attend college, graduating from high school, you know, approximately 4 years, it would have been enough time for me to have completed that and to be working in that career. So you might ask why I haven't done that. Why, although I am able to attend college now, then what is holding me back? Well, with a dreamer like me that has DACA because it is a temporary status, in the state of South Carolina, you are not able to obtain various professional licenses. Something, a smaller career such as cosmetology that I considered at one point, I'm not able to get that license. So I can be in a course, I can complete the course, but at the time when it's time for me to take the test and receive that license, I can't. For nurse assistant for a nurse, registered nurse is the same way. So I can go through college, finish college. I could be one of the better grades, come out with the best GPA. But at the end, I will not be able to take the test or become a registered nurse. Besides the fact that although South Carolina has been my home, for any college, for any upper studies that I do, I have to pay out-of-state tuition. I can't pay in-state tuition, although I live here. And I cannot apply for any type of scholarships. So if anyone has put anyone through college, you know that, you know, it is definitely a price. And at the end, when you can see someone graduate and you can see them cross the stage and become that nurse, become that teacher, it all pays off. But that is not an option for me. Healthcare is everything I've ever known. Like I said, that's the only job I've ever really had in. And I miss it now that it's been a couple months since I have been, since I left the hospital. But it's like if you put, you know, a cake in front of, you have a cake in front of you. You can see it. And it looks so good. But you can't eat it. Working in that setting, where in the 4 years that I was there, having coworkers that were also there the amount of time that I was. But it was their part-time job where they were in school, completing their goal, completing their dream. Or seeing student nurses there. Very frequently. Have them talking about how hard this class was this week. Or that they're struggling with this class. that they're getting ready to take their board. It was very discouraging. To know that, at least not anytime soon, I could be in their shoes. What I would do to worry about that hard class. Or how much I wish I had that mean teacher. All knowing that I could get to my end goal, get to my dream, I would have done anything to be one of them, to be one of those student nurses, or to be, like I said, with the cake, it's like you see them in the hospital all the time. Doing their clinicals. And knowing that I couldn't do any of that. Besides a nurse, there are many, many other different job opportunities in a hospital. I definitely considered a lot of them before I made up my mind to leave. But it's like every option that I considered, like mentioned, I could complete the school for it, but at the end I couldn't receive a license. And I knew as a nurse assistant, although I love being able to provide care and to help those in need, I was stuck. I couldn't move up to anything else. I couldn't continue to develop my future. In the time that I was there, like I said, I do have to renew my DACA every 2 years. When my DACA was getting ready to expire for one of those times, being at the hospital, I was not able to receive my new card in time before my old one expired. So I spoke with my manager there. To let her know what my issue was. And that due to that card, the new card that I had not received, I could not be an employee there until I had a new one. So So, probably for a little bit over a month, I was unable to work. My manager had a huge heart. and understood my struggles. Knew that I was a good employee and was able to hold my position open until I received the new card. I came back a bit over a month later, and I had to start from the bottom. Although it was the same job, the same position, on the same floor, with the same people, at the same job, I had to apply again. I had to go through orientation again. Had to do the necessary training there. Although it was a job that I had been doing for over 2 years, I had to start back like if I was a new hire. I've been blessed this time that I've been able to have DACA. Without it, I don't know what I would have been doing this time. I don't know where I would have been. I know that I wouldn't have been able to help everyone that I have in that time. When I was in the nursing home, I worked in a dementia unit, an Alzheimer's unit. That was a pretty hard job. Seeing so many patients there, residents there, that couldn't control what they were doing, that had that illness, that had that disease, that would progress and get worse. Although it was a hard job, that's probably the job where I saw I did the most for someone. That I know if I wouldn't have been there, I mean, yes, and that is a job where anyone could have been hired for, but it's definitely a job that takes a lot of heart to be able to care for someone else, to be able to have the patience, not only to deal with someone that is going through that has no control over it, but to see someone get to the point in your life where you depend on other people. I know that the time that I have been here and the job that I have done here, I've been able to help many people. This is all I know. This is my home. I was 4 when I came here, so the only memories I have are the ones that they tell me. Growing up in Mexico, I don't remember it. I don't. And to think that there would be a possibility that I would have to leave here, have to pick up and make my life there. It's so scary. Being in a limbo stage where you don't know what's going to happen next, were just like the people I used to work with, those patients that depended on me. To know that I depend on others. I depend on Congress. I depend on every voter. To know what my future is going to be here. DACA is on a standstill right now. Our current president has stopped any further applications. So if you were to be a first-time applicant, you are unable to do it at the moment. It is only currently available for those of us that already have it, so we can continue renewing it. But at any moment, it could be gone. Although I am not currently working in a healthcare facility, I do still volunteer at the Good Samaritan Clinic. I go interpret there. So that is a clinic for people with economic issues, lower income issues. So that is a clinic that helps them. It's a free clinic. There's no charge to it. So although I am not getting paid to provide help to others, that's always been my passion. That's always been what I feel the calling to do. And that is always going to be my dream, to be able to go into college one day, knowing that there's not going to be any struggles at the end, that I'm going to be able to complete what I want to do, that I'll be able to graduate and pursue in an area where I think I am qualified. There are 800,000 other dreamers like me with a similar story that came here as children that are facing many struggles, that are running into a wall when we decide to change our future, when we decide to move forward. But this is our home. We add strength to this country just like any other citizen does. We add infusions of ideas, of creativity. We add energy. So I would just like to encourage you to have my story in your minds. To stand with us dreamers. We're not here to do crime. We're not here to do bad. I'm just here to try to better myself. and to provide the best I can to the place that I know is my home. And where I know that I want my future to be at. The best support that we have is for people to be familiar with the situations we go through. And to not be ignorant of this issue that affects a lot of us. That by seeing me, you would have probably never thought that, you know, it was any harder. Or when I was in the hospital and people used to ask me if I was in school, it wasn't because I didn't want to. Because I didn't want a future. Because I didn't want to be better. But to know the real reason and to know the hardship that is behind that reason. Like they mentioned before, that there is a group to help immigrants that has started here. Those are the ways where we can see this support, where we can see that people can kind of step in our shoes at times, or that they can realize that there is a problem. DACA isn't a permanent solution. It is a temporary one, but with the support of, like I said, with anyone who votes, just a simple correction when someone says anything about a dreamer or about someone who is illegally here. But knowing that it's not just they're illegally here or that they're an immigrant, but that they have a story too. That we want to grow, that we want to produce, that we want to make this nation the beautiful nation that it can be. So I appreciate being able to be here today to share an area of my life that isn't one I usually just inform everyone about, but that it is something that affects me every day. So thank you for everyone that's here today and that took the time to listen to my story.